You know, me, if I got out on a diving board, I'd be crawling back to the ladder. I wouldn't jump off. But these things are things you keep jumping on hatred. You keep jumping on scorning and making fun of people. You keep jumping on wrath and anger and being perverse and twisted and unyielding and ungovernable. Eventually, we're going to have a major dissension here, a struggle, a wrangle, a quarrel of major proportion that's going to build like a bonfire and cause real trouble. How many have ever built a bonfire? I have. Oh, more than once. I thought, it's like you're in so deep you don't know how to retreat, you know. Get on your knees and repent. As coals to a burning fire. See, wood to a fire, coals to a fire. So is a contentious man. The Amplified says a quarrelsome man. Inflame strife or kindle strife. A man that's just quarrelsome. We went to church one time. I don't care what the church was. We went to church, voted on everything. And that's denomination churches do. Some are governed that way. And he voted against everything. I don't care what it was. You could know he's against it. He's always against it. He voted against every single thing that everybody else, even when we're all in agreement, he stood up and he said, I don't think that's ever going to work. He was always against it. Wayne to this day could week what Bote was, name was, but that wouldn't be nice. But he was always against it. And that's these kind of people. I don't care what it is. They don't think it'll work. They don't think it'll happen. They don't know why you're led in that direction. They don't know what you think you're doing, you know. They're just dissentious. They're quarrelsome. They're strife-ridden. Let's just make sure that these people aren't us, right? Are y'all doing all right? Some of you look in pain. He that is a proud heart stirs up strife. Pride causes strife. It says inordinate self-esteem. When I value myself more than I value anything else, stirs up strife. Those people are hard to work with. Yeah, I don't like to talk to them. Well, at our house, you think, oh, brother, who cares about your house? You know, it's always they're always bigger and they're better and they're finer and they're fuller and they accomplished it quicker and they accomplished it. They went farther and those people cause strife because in your heart you're offended. See, and it's not about their heart. It's about yours. Isn't it? See, if Wayne wants to be ugly, I can't really prevent that. But I can't cooperate with that. I cannot join him. I cannot be a part of his strife, his dissension, his bad attitude. He can't be a part of mine. In fact, he just disappears. You don't think you're going to talk him into anything. You won't even be able to find him. He rolls. We have acreage. He rolls off the landscape. And then Proverbs says, an angry man stirs up strife and a furious man. Shh. Is that amazing? Anger stirs up strife. Fury abounds in sin after sin after sin after sin after sin is caused by strife. Now let me give you a couple of, look at James. Let me show you what happens if strife is allowed to rule. If dissension and anger and hatred, contention, pride, perverseness, ungovernable, unyielding, if that begins to rule, if that becomes, if you do that so many times, you know the more you do that, the easier it becomes. You know? Once you holler, if you spend a lifetime hollering, and you say, well, you know how we are. We're always loud. I'm thinking, it's okay to be loud if you're saying, hey, how are you? If you're just loud. But if you're always loud and in disagreement, loud and ungovernable, loud and full of self-will and pride and superiority, this is what's going to happen. James 3. Have to watch Wayne's watch today. Mine somehow is not running. Okay. James 3, verse 16. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal, earth-shaking verse where envy and strife. Now, you will see envy and strife in the Scripture together many, many times. There is confusion in every evil work. Where there's strife, there's what? There's what? See, somehow we think if I just tell you what I think, what harm would that do? See, it opens the door. It begins to escalate. It's like putting more wood on the fire, more coals on the fire, according to Proverbs. It begins to escalate, opens the door, and it gets bigger and worse and worse and worse. It says every evil thing that was ever done came through the door of strife. Somebody in disagreement. Somebody quarreling about something. Somebody raising their idea, their concepts of superior. Every. I don't know how. That ought to shake us. You know, we watched, you know, the year we had three hurricanes in a row, bam, bam, bam. Were you here? I was here. And we watched, we have three oak trees. We had three oak trees that were planted together, huge and beautiful. We watched them in the wind, bend over and stand up, bend over and stand up. And for a while they came to attention, but after a while they bent over and they didn't get up again. They were uprooted.